Welcome to the Ellie and Bex podcast. We'd like to thank all of you for listening. Dave, Sharon from accounts, Ellie's dad, Ellie's mum, Bex's mum, and Ellie's neighbour, Leslie. I think that's everyone. I mean, seriously, thank you. The Feel Good Podcast, Ellie and Bex, 91.9 CFM.
Yeah, welcome to it. How's it going? Oh, God, I don't even know what that accent was.
You do know. You were trying to be South African.
No, I wasn't. Often when I do accents, I don't know what it is until it comes out of my mouth. You'll hear evidence of that in today's show, actually.
Is that because you can't do them?
No,
like I know exactly
where
I'm going with my accents.
I did a few units in theatre studies at uni.
Theatre studies.
Yeah. It was going to be my minor at one point in time. And I was like, what am I going to do with this minor? So I did 5 out of the 6 units you needed to do.
Oh, God,
anyway,
this is an awful
story. No. One of the assignments was.
You know what you should have done? A major in short storytelling.
One of the assignments was an accent one, and you had to record yourself saying the same sentence in 5 different accents.
Okay.
And mine was, we want all of you to line up at the door.
What were your other accents?
I want all of you to line up at the door.
Oh, my God.
I was better back then. I got an A.
Okay, sure you did. Yeah, what else?
I want all of you to line up at the door.
Jeez, there's about 3 in the one sentence.
I want all of you to line up at the door.
Okay, it's the door.
I wonder if I can find that recording. God, I would love that.
I'll honestly pay cash. I'll pay big money. And you'll get to hear it on a future podcast. But for this one, you'll have to do with a elephant seal and stuff.
On. Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
Oh, thank God, the song's over. And it's not because I don't like the song. I love that song. You have been singing the only French word you know non-stop.
Maybe I didn't know the words to the song, so I was making them up. And then you were like, ooh, what are you singing? And I said, it's the French version. And I had to back it up with fromage.
There's hostility and negativity there. But why is it that whenever I've speak to you in your narrative, it's
well, that's just my honestly. If I was impersonating like Jacinda Ardern, that would be my voice. That's just my impersonation voice.
That is not true. You sometimes act like I haven't been around you for the better part of 6 years.
I don't know.
Just
you're
making
about.
You aware of your behaviour. That's
okay,
all right. Which is what we could have done on the weekend. When let's be honest, and I mean this respectfully, you acted like a bit of a crackhead.
Look, it wasn't my fault. Okay, I'm going to preface it by saying that.
Yeah.
So we had a very busy day on Saturday. We worked in the morning, broadcasted from Elite Supps in the plaza, which was great. It was a good time.
Great time.
And we got one of their little goodie bags that they were giving away.
Mm-hmm.
And in it was a whole bunch of great stuff, including this can of drink, right?
Yes.
Which just said energy.
No. If you read it, it's called Devastate. That's why mine's still in the fridge, because I didn't feel the need for any devastation, if I can be honest.
All I saw was energy, right? And so we came home. I did some jobs in between that, and then we had a function.
What jobs? Please tell me.
Oh, my goodness, so many jobs. I did meal prep. You're going to tease me about meal prep for the dog.
Wait, your dog gets meal prep?
Yes.
What else? Does your dog have a personal trainer?
No. It saves time.
You have to do your bloods for your dog?
Did that, had to wash the sheets.
Meal prep
sheets.
For the dog. Oh. You literally scoop it out of the bag.
Yeah, but then you get the bags ready, so all you have to. Anyway, that's a story for another time. Did some jobs. And then you and I had a function at the showgrounds in Nambour for the agricultural show.
Looking forward to the Sunny Coast show. It's going to be a cracker.
Which was a very civilised affair.
Yeah.
Now, because we've been working all day and I was a bit tired, as I was leaving the house to go to this function, I thought, I got that energy drink today.
So working all day. We worked from 10 to 1.
Okay.
And we talked 4 times an hour. Let's be honest.
Okay.
Honestly, if you put your bins out Saturday morning, you did more than us.
Anyway, I was knackered. So I grabbed the energy drink as I was leaving. I was like, here we go. This will be like a Red Bull, you know?
Yeah.
Just a little pep in my step to get through, the afternoon's activities. So smashed it on the way to this function.
You did. And I pull up next to you at the showgrounds, our cars, directly next to each other as we look to go in and make a great impression. The Show Society have just made us ambassadors for this year's show. They don't believe they've done that with anyone from CFM before.
I know.
So we're going to meet all the big cheeses about that. And I look across and you give me this look.
I honestly feel like I had taken something that I wasn't supposed to take.
All I could hear from your eyes was
I was absolutely pinging off the walls. My entire body felt like I had pins and needles, like it was tingling. So obviously this energy drink that I'd absolutely smashed down,
it's the size
was
of your head
some form of pre-workout, right? Yeah. Which would have been great if I was going to play a game of netball or going to the gym or something.
Not if you were going to a room of 20 people who...
with hors d'oeuvres and drinks.
Yes. And let's
talking
be honest,
in a civilised manner.
They're more a Tim McGraw kind of crowd than a Rufus Du Sol kind of crowd.
So I was trying to meet these people, shake hands, and I was literally tapping my legs from side to side because I was absolutely in my head. And then I just came crashing down.
I know, I remember
it
seeing
wore
it.
Off and we had it. To drive to another function and on the way there I was like, I'm going to fall asleep at the wheel. This stuff is brutal.
Oh, no.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 BFM.
Hey, I've been reading today that Visit Sunshine Coast is advertising for some new volunteers.
Great group of people.
Yeah, to be tourism ambassadors, right? So when people come to the sunny coast, tourists, they need people in the information centres to just say, like, oh, here's good, you should go here, give out recos.
I reckon recommendations.
Okay, thank you.
We don't shorten things. It's not called Visit Sunco. Although
it does
great
if you go to Sunco Motors.
If you need a car.
Yeah.
I reckon I could do that job only because, I mean, we've lived all around Australia. That's what radio does. Mm. And when we lived everywhere else, no one wanted to visit. And now all of a sudden, everywhere, have you noticed? I mean, I know this is a problem for everyone else. Everyone wants to come over. So
true, exactly. It's an easy place to sell. But
yes,
you've got to know your stuff about the sunny coast. Uh-huh. So in order, like I said, I think you'd be great because you can talk underwater.
Oh, God.
But in order to test whether you would get the
job, everyone can talk underwater.
As a Sunshine Coast ambassador.
You can literally talk underwater. Anyhow, okay. I get you. Yes. What am I doing?
I thought that I'd give you some scenarios, okay? So in this article, it says that first impressions count. And so the tourism ambassadors play an important role because they're the first point of call, right?
G'day, Ellie. How you going?
Okay, so I'd like you to welcome me. No, I'm not Ellie. You don't know me. I could be like Olga or someone.
Okay, could
hello.
Be. This is not right.
Wow, I don't very well.
Hi there.
I do not feel very welcome.
Welcome to the Sunshine Coast. Hi, I'm Luke. How are you going?
Mm, okay, yeah, that's not bad. That's a tick.
But it's authentic. It's Australian.
Okay, I am very good. Thank you.
That's good.
I would like to know where...
I can't quite place your accent.
I'm
you
from
seem,
all over.
You seem to be Russian at times, then Turkish at other times.
I am from all over the world.
Okay, good.
My accent changes depending on where I go.
Sound like my Croatian friend, actually.
Well, you know, I don't like to give too much away because you seem like a creepy man.
Okay, great.
Okay, I do not like creepy men.
Okay, good.
I was wondering, you look like a very fit man. I would like to go on mountain
fit
walks.
Fit and creepy, this is good, yes.
I would like to climb up mountains on the Sunshine Coast.
Well, it depends.
Where's the best mountain?
Well, there's several. Obviously, we've got the whole Glasshouse Mountain region as well as...
Which one do you personally like because you look very fit?
I think it depends on your level of fitness.
I'm very fit also.
Why don't you start off with a nice little trundle up Mount Coolum because there's plenty of places you can stop and go back down. That's perfect. I mean, you could, if you're super fit, you should be able to do it in under half an hour.
Have you ever been to top? Because I hear that you got halfway up one time and you had to stop because you were too
fit. That was a long time
ago. I just heard that on the plane over. It was crazy.
Okay. Where was this plane from?
Sorry. It was from the country that I'm from. I am keen to take my parrot out for dinner. Is there anywhere on the Sunshine Coast that is bird friendly?
Everywhere is bird friendly. My advice is just fake it till you make it. Okay, go into anywhere. You want to go into Market Bistro with a parrot on your shoulder,
I don't think they would like that.
Just do it.
Will my parrot find love on Sunshine Coast? I hear there are bush turkeys here. Will they fall in love with each other?
Well, probably not because they're two completely different species. But I would have thought someone like yourself with 18 different accents would have understood.
I feel like you're not very welcoming. I want to go back to my country.
Wherever that is.
Nah, bro, I don't know. Sorry, it's me again. Hi, I'm the Visit Sunshine Coast ambassador. I don't think you got the job, bro.
You just called it an ambassador.
Okay.
What happened there?
91.9 BFM.
I should remind everyone, I promised them radio brilliance. Mm. Now, the way we turn this news story, which is quite a cool little news story, into a phone topic. It's just going to blow you away. I might as well get the prize, et cetera, out of the way early just so people can have mental space.
Okay.
You know, just to deal with
to take the story on board.
What's about to happen. No, the transition into the phone topic. 10 free coffees, of course, going to the best caller from Banjo's Bakery drive through at Bock Arena. Deliciousness at 406 Nicklin Way.
Deliciousness indeed. Hey, chaos has broken loose in Port Lonsdale in Victoria.
Does chaos break loose or break out?
I think it can do it. It's chaos. It doesn't have
That's
any,
what it wants.
You know?
Exactly. Good point. I stand corrected.
A An elephant seal has emerged from the ocean.
Yes.
And run rampant around the town, so much so that it headbutted a servo.
It's the whole
BP.
What, the door?
Yeah, no, the windows. Oh, in fact, I've got the servo owner here. Here's her description of what went down when Henry the elephant seal came to town.
Yeah, two window broken.
I thought it'd be one window, but seems two windows.
The police said probably he saw like his reflection. Can we send a bill to anyone?
I mean, I love her.
His reflection.
I want to go to that BP.
Are you sure he wasn't just a massive fan of a Maxi Bond?
No, well, that's what I would have thought, right? He's gone.
Wanted to hire a trailer.
Henry the Elephant Seal.
He's a big boy.
Massive. If you saw that coming down the road towards you, you'd be scared.
Yeah.
Like, if you couldn't run over Henry the Seal. Like, he is that big.
Elephant Seal.
Elephant Seal. Sorry, I forget the elephant part. Hectic scenes. Check out the footage if you can.
Apparently he's notorious, though. He gets out all the time and just goes for a trundle into town.
Yeah, he's
good
a celebrity elephant
good
seal.
On him.
I didn't know celebrity elephant seals existed.
Right. You patient people.
Yes.
We've been waiting for the moment of genius. And we need your support. If you don't call for this, this moment of genius just floats into the ether.
Bear in mind, this is what we get paid to do. Spin stories in the news into phone
topics.
I
think they're ready.
Yeah, okay.
545-11919. Of course, we've just spoken about an elephant seal walking into a servo. Do you have a story about an elephant or a seal? Special prize, extra prize, if there's an elephant and a seal.
Surely not.
I mean, it's very difficult.
I mean, maybe you're at the zoo.
Land-based, water-based.
Yeah, something zoo-related.
So, any story that's cool that involves either an elephant or a seal.
I went swimming with a seal once.
So did I.
Oh.
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I went swimming. It was actually a sea lion.
That'll do.
Right? Yeah, swimming with them and getting up super close. They were doing spins in front of me. It was great. It was beautiful.
Yes.
Got back, from the adventure that I was on, and someone was like, you know that they can maul you to death?
Yeah.
I was like,
they're like super cuddly,
but
I interviewed seal once. Does that count?
No, that doesn't count. Oh, actually, it does.
I reckon that's pretty good.
First cab off the rank is Baz in Maroochydore.
Hello,
hi, Baz.
Legend.
How you going, guys?
Good.
Going all right? Elephant or seal?
Elephant seal.
Elephant seal.
Oh,
was it Henry?
Watermelon sugar.
The elephant seal from Victoria.
No, it wasn't Henry.
Okay.
I actually had two encounters. I've been surfing 52 years, so just a little while. And, of course, when you're in the sea as often as I have been in that time, you come across the odd elephant seal.
Of course.
I'm a Kiwi, and I've been here for 25 years now. But when I used to live in New Zealand, we lived in a place that was called Mount Maunganui, which is like
Old
Coast NZ.
I know the mountain. Yeah, the North Island, so, beautiful part of the world.
Yes, it is. It's absolutely glorious. And so I was going to the beach every day after school, and there was one who took up residence in the main beach at the mount there for about a month. And, of course, he had his own babysitter, wildlife warden that used to watch over him because a few people got to tease him over the time, because he'd been there a while, and so they get familiar with him. And he was just lazing around, sunbaking and just cruising. And so he took up like 50 square metres of the beach. They wouldn't let anyone near him. So
really?
Got his own little area.
Is that a 24/7 job for the wildlife warden? Is that literally when they, fill out their departure card?
It might have just been 9 to 5.
I kind of feel like it'd have to be, though, because what do they do? They go, all right, now I'm going home. Don't you go anywhere.
Elephant seal, stay put.
This is a trust-based relationship, Baz, great story, mate. Great story.
Yeah, we had a really steep beach, so he didn't go anywhere but the beach, which was fortunate.
Ah, what a dream life.
Look at that.
I want to be an elephant seal.
Do you?
Well, you got half of it, right? You're an elephant, that's for sure. That's what I was expecting.
Who says that?
I don't know. So I probably would have said
tell
it to
me.
You, to be
exactly.
Hey, keep the calls coming.
Never called you fat. song
a really good song.
Written about an elephant and a seal that were best friends, just the two of us.
Was it, though? I don't think in the
just
history
leave
of
me for once.
Life, elephants and seals have ever been friends. They're from different, parts of the world, different topographical areas.
So are we.
Yeah. Kind of. Anyway, we're Ellie and Bex, by the way, in case you hadn't picked that up already.
Oh, my God.
This is 91.9
Six
CFM.
6 minutes to 4 and she's already run out of gas. What's going on?
Yeah, pumped up.
After a elephant seal ran rampant through an Australian town, smashing a couple of windows at the local servo, apparently he does it regularly.
Henry the Seal.
Yeah.
I would like to meet Henry the Seal.
Want to know on 545-1919 if you've got a story that involves either an elephant or a seal, or better, contrary to Ellie's chat, an elephant and a seal. If they were friends, I would break open my own wallet for that story.
You know what? I'll eat my hat if that's the case.
I've never seen you in a hat. Lou is in Mango Hill. How are you doing, Lou?
Hey, good, thanks. How are you?
We go all right. Now, this is this your brother and an elephant? Is this where we're headed?
No, it's my partner.
Okay. Was the elephant friends with a seal? First question for you.
No, Okay. Sorry.
How do you know that for sure? Second question.
Well, he may have been.
Exactly.
It was part of the circus, so he could have been.
There you go. Perfect situation.
Tell us about the circus.
So basically my partner and his brother were going to school one day up in Bowen. He was about 6, his brother was about 10. And as they approached the school, there was this two huge elephants in his story, just literally on the pathway. So they went home, refused to go past the elephants because they were only little and they were scared. They got home and Dad was like, "Oh, you buggers at school." But there's an elephant, Dad. Oh, called bullshit on it, of course. Decided to take them both back to school because they were trying to be naughty, and there were these two elephants in the middle of the road. And he was like, "Come on, boys, we're going home for the day."
So they were blocking the way. They were blocking the way to school.
Yeah.
What were the elephants doing there?
Oh, apparently there was a circus just down the road, and they'd escaped.
Yeah. You think that's weird? I mean, 50 metres behind them, there was a zebra crossing.
Oh, God.
Wow. And you never know. There could have been a seal there with them too.
There could have been a seal.
Just in the background clapping that
greatly. Yeah, it was not. I'm glad you didn't give it
the
to me.
The amount of highlight reels we miss out on this show.
I don't know about that.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM. That's me. A wild one. 91.9 CFM.
The thing wild about you is you smell wild every now and then.
I do.
Like,
not.
As in, you say to me, pong a bit.
Yeah, sometimes a bit stinky. Where? Ellie and Bex, by the way.
We are indeed. Hey, my trainer, I think, has put me under a little bit of pressure. I just uploaded that photo I showed you of me making 5 kilos. Making 5 kilos look difficult. And he's reshared it. This is Bart Walsh from Jets. He's reshared it on his story, saying big 2023 for this bloke, meaning me.
Oh, that is a lot of pressure.
That is a hell of a lot of pressure.
I don't want that pressure from my trainer.
The other night we went out to a mate's party.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to need to take a break to tell this story, actually.
Oh,
if that's okay.
All right. Okay. Well,
It just makes me feel a little bit emotional.
Oh, gosh. I'm scared.
I feel I've perhaps put on a little bit too much weight.
Oh, bud, no. Don't be silly. You look beautiful.
I set off the hand dryer with my ass at King's Beach Bar. I went into the toilet. Everything was fine, Chaney. And then it kicked off. And then that's what happened.
So, okay. Let me be talked through this situation.
No,
were you sitting down?
No, I walked in, opened the door, sort of moved through the sort of swinging door, and all of a sudden, boom.
Well, maybe you just accidentally like waved your hand in front of it.
No, because I checked it after that. It was a sensory type situation. And my derriere, my hot hair dryer of its own, my ass set off the hand dryer.
Well,
we have problems.
Yeah. I mean,
if anyone can help me out of this, it's you, and you're not really doing a great job right now.
I mean, I don't have...
I'm so fat, I triggered an electronic device.
You didn't, though, because things get triggered all the time. Like this morning...
Like what?
My shopping on the passenger seat next to me, food shopping, triggered the...
Is your shopping your ass? Just checking.
I'm just trying to make it okay. Remember.
I literally walked in.
Okay.
Walked in as you do, and the door swings open, you know, and there's plenty of room.
Because
these things have, you know, all sorts of building code regulations that they need to adhere to in order to allow people, you know, people who are immobile.
Yeah.
To be able to get in. So there's stacks of room there.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. And some big people go to those places.
Maybe you should...
I walked in and...
Maybe you just sensed that your bum was a little bit wet.
What?
So now I'm
wetting myself. That's brilliant. Thank you.
Mean,
you know, I just thought to myself, you know, it's another situation where I think to myself regularly how terrible I'd be in like the SAS. Or well, something like that. Imagine that, like sneaking up on Bin Laden's fortress. I just knock over every one of his Royal Dalton collection.
Does Bin Laden,
clang, 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 clang.
Does Bin Laden have an air hand dryer in his apartment? What are we talking?
Maybe we should check that out in the security briefing. Perhaps we could be like...
Yeah, look at the blueprints.
Okay, I just want to check. Okay, guys, you know, we've got everything. Okay, so there's a machine gun nest over here. There's going to be helicopters coming through here. There's motion sensors right here. Does he have a Dyson?
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
For a good 12 months, every week, you'd say to me, does this game I want to play? Can we put it on the show? And I'd go, it's your show. Do whatever you want. You go. Then the next week, you'd go, does this game I want to show? And I'd say, Ellie, do whatever you want. And then eventually, it was like, for crying out loud, play the damn game.
And that is how this was created.
Ellie and Bex. Three little words.
I love a bit of word association.
Yeah, very simply.
It's a fun game to play. It's an easy game to play because we all think of things when we hear words. That is why English is a thing.
And that's why you don't make up slogans on the run. Stu is in Perigian, the first man to play this in its official capacity. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, Stewie.
Now, very simple, mate. This is the way this works. We can do pleasantries later. I'm kidding. Basically, I'm going to chuck the headphones off, go into a cone of silence. Ellie's going to ask you for word association. First word you think of for three different words. Then I come back in. If I match up on those words with you, then you get those fantastic arch support thongs from Aussie Souls. How about that?
All righty, Stewie. I'm getting Bex to exit now into the cone of silence. Mm. Bex is really ugly. I'm just testing to see if he's listening. Okay, no reaction. That's a good sign. Okay. All right, Stu. Your first word today. The first thing that comes to mind when I say the word, cloudy.
Sunny.
Okay. Good start. That's what I would have said too, Stewie. Bex, close your eyes. Okay. Your second word is tax.
Sorry, what was it?
Tax, T-A-X.
Tax.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch.
I mean, I echo those sentiments. All right, third word is apple.
Orange.
All righty. Your answers are locked in, Stu. I will bring back Bex to the studio.
Hi.
Hello, sir.
Got paid to do nothing.
Welcome back. I know, well, it's not too different to what you usually do, to be honest. All right, Stu's locked in his answers. Bex, first thing that comes to mind when I say the word cloudy.
Sky.
Oh, God. Stu, I'm so sorry about him.
Oops.
It is.
Did he say rain?
No, he said sunny. Obviously.
Joke's
cloudy,
on you.
Sunny. Oh, sorry, Stu. Well, hey, look, let's go through the others.
Obviously, yes, obviously.
You know what? I'm going to be kind. If you get
this,
the next two
this
right...
This sucks. Hang on. If I'm the bloke every week who has to, like, try and, you know, guess everything, then I'm always going to be
the pressure's on.
Brunt of the jokes.
Well, hey, just do better. Okay, just for...
Very harsh
for giggles.
Moment. Yeah.
Apple.
Tree.
Oh, my goodness. Stu. Stu said orange. Okay, and third word, tax.
Man.
Zero from three. Stu, I'm so sorry about
that.
What
did he say? What did he say?
Ouch.
Can we, well, I agree with that. Can we set this game up in future so that I don't just get lambasted for not being able to
look, it's
guess
a tough
thing.
Game. You and Stu don't have
but
the
it doesn't
same
have
brain.
To, well, all I'm saying is, and maybe Stu agrees, it doesn't have to be this hostile. it can be a little bit easier. Stewie, I'm so sorry that you couldn't nab those fantastic arch support thongs. Perhaps next time, thanks for being the first player.
Thanks for having me.
Three little words. Back next week at CFM.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
Ellie and Bex, your feel-good drive home across the sun.
You know what feels good?
Don't.
When you've got a little bit of abdominal pressure. I've got that right now, actually.
No.
And you just let loose. I'm never in the studio, as is the rule.
That's the rule, yep. Look, I'm going to ask for maturity.
I'm going to say, folks, there are a lot of rules in this studio and I don't think any of them apply to Ellie. No, they're all ones issued by Ellie towards me.
Yeah, I'm above the law. just kidding. I'm really not. look, I'm going to keep the parties involved anonymous for this one.
Yeah.
But I can say it was an acquaintance of my boyfriend. He was helping a mate move over the weekend.
Yes.
And they had to move a fridge that apparently weighed a lot, like 500 kilos, this fridge weighed.
Gym fridges do, normally.
It was like a massive one. And anyway, so there's three guys moving this fridge. And my boyfriend, they're trying to get it through the doorway, right? So my boyfriend gets kind of underneath it and he's like lunging, right, in lunge position, low center of gravity, holding this fridge from underneath.
Yes.
And like neck, head pressed to his neck, like it's heavy, right? But he's holding it there.
I get it. There's a heavy fridge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just trying to paint the picture for those playing along at home.
It's in Braille.
His friend then comes around. He's like, oh, mate, yeah, I'll take over here. Don't you worry. Like strong manning.
Yeah. Just trying to alpha dog you.
Yeah, literally.
Oh, I got it, bro. No
so
worries.
My boyfriend's like, yeah, no worries. Here you go. Your turn. So this guy, we'll call him Steve.
Is that his actual name?
No, it's not. Steve gets under, same position.
Yeah.
Instantly, the fridge kind of falls on top of him and his head gets pushed into his shoulder.
Oh,
and
no.
Steve's struggling.
Oh, no. He's instantly regretting alphaing Dan.
Exactly. With the shock of the heavy fridge, all of a sudden, he has a fart attack.
Oh.
And all the farts...
That's the lady that sneezed at the beginning. There,
no, that was the wrong sound effect. So Steve's standing there, being squashed by this massive fridge, and because of the weight, cannot help but let out an abundance of flatulence.
Poor Steve.
Poor Steve. Oh, he was very embarrassed
on
by
the weekend,
whole situation.
I was in a hurry. I had to get a bunch of things, and I knew my wife was back at home with our son, and I wanted to give her a little bit of relief from looking after him. So I scooted through in my thongs, and you need to do that really quick shuffle. Squeak, 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 through Dan Murphy's and the entrance to Dan Murphy's. And there was an elderly couple in front of me, and I tried to go around them, and I cocked my leg accidentally when I went around them. I apologize to those people. Yeah, a little bit came out.
That was the worst. I used to work in a clothing store and a footwear store, and they had racks at the back, right? That were like corridors.
Yeah.
And every now and again, you'd get stuck in a fart trail.
Oh,
just get stuck in the corridors and you couldn't avoid it.
Backspin.
It was awful.
All right. So what do we want to know here? 545-11919.
When have you had a fart attack?
Just farted at the wrong time.
Well, even in the Australian Open this week, you know how they do quiet please?
Yes.
I've got the audio of it. Have a listen to someone in the crowd. You have to listen very carefully, but someone's let one rip.
Oh!
Now listen to the commentators. Ready? Everyone's laughing.
What was that? Some sort of undescribable noise from the crowd.
Undescribable noise
Let's
from
hope
the crowd.
It was just a fart and not juice, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, God. 545-11919. When has... I can't believe we're asking this.
When have you farted?
Okay.
When you shouldn't have.
Okay.
Hands on the buzzers. Hello, Annie. Sorry about that. You dropped out and we've got you back. You're on the air, still wishing to discuss... Farting at the wrong time, perhaps?
Yes. The good old Coles, you know, in little paradise there. You know, you're going up the aisle, you're doing your shopping, and then all of a sudden you walk around the corner and it goes, bang. Oh, hello.
Oh,
when
when someone crop dusts in front of you.
Crop dust. That is a term I've not heard in 20 years. Crop
You're welcome,
dusting.
Eleanor. 3 hours' worth. That's what you get from me, crop dusting.
Oh, it's so bad.
It is the worst.
And that's exactly what it was. So I was like, did someone just drop a bag of dog food or what just happened in that
not
aisle?
Even.
Tell
not
me
even.
What. Now I'm out of there.
You know the other
Fresh
thing?
Fresh food people no longer.
Slightly off topic because we are asking when you've farted at the wrong time or someone else has, but is it just me or... We've got like an office here where people come and go a lot because people do 3-hour shifts. And I often would work all day and I'd be sitting in the office, there'd be no one in the office for hours on end.
Mm.
And if I went, you know what, I can cut the cheese, there's no one here, there's been no one here all day. Within 30 seconds, someone else will walk in.
Yeah, and it's usually me. It's usually bloody me.
That I reckon absolutely every single person listening has come into contact with or been the proprietor of themselves farting at an inopportune time. I mean... When you get to Magic Mike's age, my old man, Jesus.
Oh, my nan.
Tell you what.
Did one reaching for a card in the newsagents once. And then she goes, oh, excuse me.
As long as she didn't
me
leave...
and the newsagent were lolling big time.
As long as she didn't leave a hallmark.
I also had an instance once where I was at a Pilates class.
Oh, yeah, never.
Like reformer Pilates.
Yoga. Oh, wow, yeah.
Yep, and the poor girl in front of me... She had, it was like went the one where you're on your side and you lift up your leg.
Oh, God, no. Which is essentially designed for you to fart.
It's hard not to.
If you were going to do, if you were going to explain to an alien what a human looked like when they were farting, you would cock a leg, wouldn't you, and bend to one side.
Oh, the poor girl. I never saw her again at the gym. I think that was probably it for her.
She's probably just, like, moved around the country. She comes home to her husband or whatever with a bunch of boxes and he's like, oh, not again.
Not again.
Pilates.
Oh, mate, she's Come in bloody on. Witness protection by
she's
now.
She's in karate. Just doing home Pilates.
Give us a
poor
call.
Poor woman.
545-11919. Have you had a fart attack? Let's go to Rodney in Budroom. Has it happened to you, Bud?
This story isn't about me, but it's actually about my client for my work. Yeah. I'm a support worker. And we were out at a lovely establishment on the Sunshine Coast. Mm-hmm. And we were chilling, having our food, and all of a sudden he let the loudest fart rip, and we were right next to some glass windows, so it kind of echoed and went round, and everyone in the whole place heard it. It was priceless.
The and brown chamber.
No, not the
aircon.
Oh, good.
I love that.
Not the aircon.
And if you're far enough off the coast of the sunny coast, you'll be able to hear it now.
Ellie and Bex. 91.9, the FM.